Alrighty. Very fast. Welcome everyone. We're going to call this meeting to order at 3 p.m. and let me record this before I start. Alrighty, and I'm Director Natalie Lepiccolo, and we have Director Michelle Snyder on the line, and we are the standing committee for the per capita grant for the Right with CSD. So calling this meeting to order, and we'll open with public comment. And before I take public comments, I wanted to mention that we do 3 minutes for public comment, but if you have access to the agenda here, we are going to be discussing the park grant in particular, you know, sections. So if you wanted to save your comment about a particular idea for the grant, you can hold your comment during public comment if you'd like and save it for the discussion period. So if you have a public comment, please raise your hand from your Zoom screen and I will see you raise your hand, and I will request for you to unmute yourself and we will take your public comment.
Then one other thing, did you mention that we can't respond during public comment?
No, I didn't, but thank you. We cannot respond as board members to the public comment at that time, so if you'd like to bring it up during the discussion, we can talk more about it. So we're open for public comment. Please raise your hand if you have a public comment. And if you're having any trouble, there's a chat screen at the bottom where you can type in a message to us and we can see it on our end.
Do you want to go over how to raise your hand?
Yes. So, Michelle, do you want to explain that?
Where is it? Well, I was kind of wondering the same thing Wendy's saying in chat. She says, where is the hand? So raise your hand. It was there last time, not there today. That's the same experience I'm having. I don't know if we've got somebody who's super tech-oriented on that wants to put something in the chat.
Okay.
It's not showing up yet in my settings this time.
Okay. I'll check the settings on my end and see. Please bear with us for a moment so we can figure it out. Okay. Lori Golden says, click on participants and raise your hand will come up. So.
Oh, thanks, Lori.
I see. Thank you, Lori. Alrighty, so I have one public comment coming in. It looks like it was from Monica. Alright.
And there's one more thing that let me read this in the chat, Natalie. It says, on the iPhone, you can click on the 3 dots on the right side, and the option is there to raise your hand. So if anybody's tuning in on an iPhone.
Okay, thank you for that. Monica, you should be unmuted for your public comment.
That was my comment, because I'm on the iPhone.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, I'm going to mute Monica, and if you have a public comment, please raise your hand, and if you cannot raise your hand, please message us and let us know so we can figure out how to help.
Maybe people are saving their comments until we get to the agenda item.
That's what I'm thinking. All right, I'll wait one more minute for public comment. Again, please raise your hand if you have public comment, and I will unmute you. I'll wait about another minute, and then we can move on with the agenda item. Alrighty, we will move on to public comment, and item number 2 is consent calendar. Michelle, did you have a chance to review the minutes from the previous meeting?
Everything, when she first sent them out, everything that I read was great. Okay. It looks good. We'll come to see if there's anything different in here. But everything everything I'm seeing is the same. So it looks good to me.
Alrighty then, can I have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Do we have to make more? I'm not sure that we really can because we don't have enough to vote on. I'm not certain about that.
All right. Well, that's a good point. Then we'll move on from that. So we'll go to item number 3, which is recap of previous grant meetings, open discussion on per capita grants. So to start this, I wanted to bring up because last time we asked the public to, if they had some ideas that they wanted to email to us, to email them, and I received some and I wanted to read them in advance. Is that appropriate?
Yeah, do we need to read it? So anybody that's got the agenda pulled up, just know that you can scroll down and it has the minutes from our last meeting, which goes over all of the ideas that were presented the last time. And so if you're not going to read those, the public can see them. If you pull up our meeting agenda from the rightwithcsd.org page, it's right underneath the agenda.
Okay. If you prefer that I read those out loud right now, though?
No, I think it's fine because the way the minutes read has every single person who suggested one, and I think what's more important is just the list. I can go through it if anybody wants to hear it when you're done with reading the emails that came in.
Okay. So I'll start with sharing the emails that were received after last meeting we had. We received a suggestion for an outdoor gym area that can be used for all ages, and the intention was to put it, I believe, in the area of the existing park. And it says, attaches a PDF showing an outdoor gym that can be used by all ages. Rather than adults sitting while their children are playing on equipment at Hall Stewart Park, they too can work out. Teenagers would use this as well as seniors to help keep fit. I believe that the organizations in town, such as the Timberline Lions and One Town, would consider this park improvement as a good investment and would sponsor one piece or more with funds. Thank you for considering my suggestion, Vicki Rennick. And included a little diagram of it. Do you want me to show that on the screen? Or?
Sure.
Okay. So, if you can see that. So there are some ideas for some equipment
that will to replace the current equipment, or?
I don't think she said replace.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, in the place where the current kids' equipment is, or is there another area that's sectioned off?
She put it in the Hall of Stewart Park, so maybe it would just be in addition to what's there already, if there was space. We can probably, jam it out with you right now. Hi, Vicki.
Hi. Well, my suggestion was below the state park is that big dirt lot area.
Oh, okay.
So that would be where I would think would be that way. You could still have the children, their equipment, the state park, and then a little bit of that dirt area could be developed.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki. I did like that idea. I liked how you included some pictures of that. I didn't know this stuff existed, so it's cool to see that. So I'll show it one more time on my screen. Alrighty. And the second email we got was from Kevin Dannon, and Kevin Dannon suggested Kate McDermott, Kevin Dannon, Amber Kaufman, and Kevin Bannon's wife would like to have it on record that we would like to see a bouldering, climbing, rock wall area for the CSD grant. I'm sure the liability is cost prohibitive, but it's worth mentioning. Shooting range is our second choice, bowling alley is our third choice. And then we got a message from Alex Peterson. It says, portable stage trailer with some lights would be best, can be used for all town events in the Veterans Park for Veterans Day, Memorial Day, Christmas tree lighting, Mountaineer Days, car show, all town events that can use this as a central point, plus Music in the Pines can use it in the Bank parking lot. Yes, we would need storage, but it could just stay in the community center parking lot. Not too much research needed to find a used one, really, $35,000-ish is what she mentioned. So I don't know if Kevin, Bannon, or Alex are on here. I'm going to look.
We've got a few people whose names aren't showing up, so it's possible.
Okay. Well, if Kevin or Alex is on and would like to speak on their suggestions, please just raise your hand. And I see a comment coming in from Ben Sutton. Ben, I'm going to lower your hand and unmute you.
So I've done a lot of research in portable spaces like that, and they are fairly expensive. It depends what corner it and what size you need, but anywhere from a very small and basic one, $15,000, all the way up to like $100,000. So big range depending on what you need. Yeah, like you said, probably $3,500, and that's just for the stage. You also need a whole bunch of equipment, and for some safety regulations, I know you have to replace hoses on hydraulics if it's used. And replace some of the hydraulics in it. So it's just something to keep in mind.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay, so apparently finding kind of a list of what we discussed last time isn't as black and white as I was saying it might be. So Natalie, what if I just read through the list?
Yeah, that'd be great. Just for those who are, we have new people joining us for this meeting, so I think it'd be helpful.
Okay. I'm not going to specify who supported what. I'll let you know if there was more than one person, but I'm just going to go through the list to see if I can get this point or the significant piece. So, Wrightwood Village sign, community building stage lighting. There are a couple people interested in that. The playground equipment upgrade with ADA compliance. We have like five people in support of that. Playground equipment upgrade with senior friendly equipment. A couple people supported that. Windows in the community building. Expand the office for Parks and Rec. A couple people spoke to that. Somebody said no dog park because there's not enough space. Another community building and parking lot should be priorities for this amount of money. Expansion of the skate park behind Dunn Park Street. As well as pump shops could be very expensive though, but looks like three people spoke about supporting that. One person was emphasizing we need a long-range plan for our larger programs, which would be outside of the timeline. And then looks like four people were supporting bringing our current stuff up to standard. And there were repairs for the skate park, like the concrete. Then talked about BMX tracks are inexpensive to build, but liability could be an issue. So one person was talking about that. Outside stage and needing more electrical inside of the outside stage that we currently have needs more electrical hookups for musicians. But then we would definitely need to look at staying within the electrical code if that was an issue for how many outlets are currently there. Add a stage in the parking lot. Two people were supporting that. Two people were talking about an amphitheater on the east side. One person more storage for rec equipment. A couple people a cyclorama on stage behind. In the community building on stage, there's a cyclorama behind the black curtain that needs to be replaced. A road on the east side, we talked about. Hold on just a second. I have someone who wants to be a part of this meeting at the front door. We talked about a road on the east side, which would give us access if we should do any of those projects. A mile could cost $2 to $3 million, but about 800 feet.
Then there was Michelle, I'm sorry, you broke up when you were talking about you had said a mile could cost $1 million. What did you say after that?
I said 1 mile would be $2 to $3 million, a paved road would be $2 to $3 million, but 800 feet of a dirt road would be about $67,000. That was a quick online sketch that I think spent the most time. Then we had kitchen stove replacement. A couple people spoke in favor of that. A dirt dog park. A walking trail, a couple people spoke about that. I believe that was on the east side. And then maintenance money for east side development, people were talking about to come from old money for the state park. So that was the list of ideas. And then I want to let you know, Natalie, that I have somebody here. Sorry, I'm on my mom's phone. I have Laura Simon here with me because she couldn't get herself at home. So if she has a public comment, then I will get
Okay.
So, and then let me see what's going on in the chat. Oh, Ben was saying gravel, not dirt road, gravel, but yeah. And Wendy's saying it's not attached to these checks. I'm going to let Lori take a look at what's on the website and address that with you, Wendy. So, anyway, that's the report from last time. So, I think we're good to move on to our actual discussion about these things.
Okay. Okay, so for those visiting us who did not before, I just want to say that the CSG got a per capita park and recreation grant for $181,000. So the purpose of these public meetings that we're having right now are to brainstorm ideas on how to use the grant funds. And we had a previous meeting on August 11th to get ideas. And so we're on to our second meeting right now. And what was just communicated was the notes that we had from the previous meeting and some ideas that came to us via email. And now we're going to open the discussion. And we're going to keep it in particular order. Letter A is the Hall of Stewart skate park area. So we're inviting open discussion right now if someone has any ideas on sharing about that particular park space and ideas on, you know, how we could spend $181,000 there or, you know, spread out elsewhere. Please raise your hand. I will lower your hand and unmute you and we can hear your comments. So does anyone have any ideas for the Hollis Stewart Park or skate park areas, or does anyone want to continue discussion on some of the ideas that were already shared?
If you weren't in the meeting last time and you want to express support for something that you haven't already expressed support for, you can certainly let us know during this time. And you can do that on the chat too if you don't want to. Do you want to see? Okay, do we have anybody in line? Natalie has Laura has a question, Natalie.
No, I'm not seeing any hand raises right now, so we'll take a public comment from Laura Simon.
Well, this is just a question because I didn't know about the last meeting. What is it that they proposed for the Hall of Stewart? Just do you want to put money, nobody knows what, and that's what we're supposed to decide? What is being proposed?
So there, people have just given ideas. So some of the ideas for the Hollis Stewart Park were replacing the existing equipment that is there now. So all the children's equipment would be replaced with new equipment. There was an idea for expanding the skate park area, which would go north from, I guess, north down Pine Street and use that kind of vacant space there to expand the skate park outwards because as it is now, it has high use, but it's a small area. So people were suggesting moving it downwards and making it bigger. Vicki Rennick has suggested putting new equipment in that area. I just described the vacant piece of land right there that is exercise equipment and play equipment for all ages. So it could be used by, you know, anybody of any age to get some exercise, maybe while their kids are exercising.
I kind of like that idea because we can't use any gyms, you know.
And yeah.
Outside, I think it could be used. I think that's a legitimate thing.
Yeah, and I'll hold up to my screen, Laura, so you can see what that looks like, what this type of equipment looks like.
And it's park looking equipment, but it can be used by adults as well.
Is there a weight on it? How big can you be? Is what I mean.
For kids or adults?
It's for both. There wasn't a weight limit included on any of this equipment, but we could probably do some research on that if that was the direction the CFD wanted to go is doing that. But it was estimated that the total cost would be $20,000 to $25,000 for this particular idea.
Well, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Natalie.
You're welcome. Okay, we have another public comment from Doug. Doug, I'm going to lower your hand and ask you to unmute.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Hanging in. The park and the area for the kids in the skate park just seems very crowded to be adding new adult equipment. If there is a possibility of adding it to a separate space, maybe in another part of town, so that everything isn't just concentrated in one spot. So if it's for adults, adults have a better capacity to travel maybe to the east side where we were supposed to have a park for a long time, I feel. You might want to look into an area that backs up against the Forest Service so there's really unlimited space. There's a lot of open area down there in Lower East Canyon that needs to be looked into. So that's all I wanted to say.
Doug, I had a question for you. When Vicki, I'm not sure if you were on the call when Natalie read Vicki's initial letter, but I know one of the things that she had suggested was to have it there near Hollister so that when you take your young children to the park, you have something to do. And so her suggestion was to develop that dirt area that's basically on the other side of the basketball court and has nothing in it, was to develop that area for this kind of equipment. I just wondered what your reaction to that.
I think everything is stuffed down in one area, and you know, if you come down the Lower East Side, which is really not being used, you could really start building up a really big area where you could even have amphitheaters and everything up against Helicopter Hill, especially where they bulldozed for the fire. There's a big line now all the way down Helicopter Hill area. And in that canyon, and it's really, you know, everybody wants a dog park. All that could be added to that kind of area later. If we get a different area started, it has way more options for future use. It really does.
Got it. Okay.
And thank you, Doug. I really like that idea. And letter C on this agenda item talks about a potential East Side Park, so that is part of the conversation, and I just want you to know that people, you know, have the same idea as you, and that is something that we're still looking into, so we can kind of, you know, move forward on that idea when we get to letter C.
Yeah, I just think that it's really crowded over there and everything's right there in town, and that, you know, you go to multiple areas, they have a couple little different options, and also with the smoke players coming in and all that, it could really enhance the whole town, but, you know, having a different, separate area, so.
Okay, thank you, Doug.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, and we have a comment from Al Morissette. Al, I'm going to lower your hand and unmute you. Hi, Al.
Good morning, or I should say evening. Here it's 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, just wanted to give you a little background. I spent quite a bit of time talking to the skaters at the skate park before, and their idea was to come down from the west side. There's like a big area there that they could use, that you could concrete in and put a bowl behind the existing park on the north side. And they also wanted a couple more, what do you call those things, rails. That was pretty much what they were interested in, the bowl, a couple railings, not too much more than that. The area that they're talking about behind Bobby, the area of the skate park used to be an adult gym exercise area. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but Nick, I think was his last name.
Yeah.
The equipment was put in, I think in the 80s, or maybe early 90s. It wasn't real popular, but just to add a caveat, the equipment that Vicky Manick was talking about is entirely different and probably would be more functional. We already have that marker dedicating that area for outdoor exercise area in the name of Mr. Nick. That's all I wanted to ask.
Thank you, Al. I actually remember that space when I was younger. I remember there was like a balance beam and I think there were monkey bars and stuff there. So thank you for sharing that.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, and then I see Wendy. I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Hi there, Wendy.
Hi, so I just wanted to ask a couple of questions, and one of the things is, in the last meeting, after everybody shared their ideas, it wasn't really formal in terms of how we went through each idea and everybody got to really vote to see whether they liked the idea or not. And so, since you two are really the only ones that we can hear, other than when someone raises their hand, we're not really getting a general consensus of which people really like the idea and which people don't like the idea. So, my suggestion is, would it be possible, because of the format that's here, to, after once all the ideas are presented, maybe go through them, and then everyone can, who agrees with it, can either do it through chat, or they can do it by doing a reaction, like a thumbs up or something, so that we can really get a sense of which ideas are popular amongst the community of people that we have here and which ideas are not. This way, it's not just your voices that we're hearing, because we can really tell that you really, really want the East Park State Park, that that's something that you're really championing. But not everybody has a voice at this point. To be able to really see where we stand on all the issues. So I would just like to present that idea so that we all can have a fair shake at who wants what and what the public generally, you know, is sensing.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Michelle, do you think that's something that right now we want to take notes on, you know, every idea that's suggested and then kind of come up with, like, a vote at the end? How would you
Like a thumbs up or a thumbs down on each idea, but to actually go through line by line in each idea so that each person can vote yes or no, so that we can really see where everybody stands on each particular idea.
We can. What I'm doing and what I did the last time is that you guys in the chat feed, you know, gave thumbs up on ideas, or if somebody said something, I was writing all or tagging all that. So when I read it today, I was saying, you know, there was people supportive of this. That's what I'm doing so far today, but I'm don't oppose going through it individually. That said, obviously, the input, when we make our recommendations to the board, the input is not going to just come from the people present in the meetings, because there's a lot of other input being given to us outside of the emails that Natalie read about. I've had many conversations just one-on-one with people suggesting ideas and stuff, so we'll factor in, you know, as we tally stuff, whatever tallies we get today, then we'll factor in the additional ideas that have been given.
I understand that, but in order to be fair to the community as a whole, that's not a really fair way to vote on a particular issue, because we don't know if some of those interests that are giving you those votes, it could be just the board. So let's say that, for example, you, Michelle, let's say that you say, well, you know what, I really want this particular one. But So it's really not going to matter what the public says, because I'm on the board, so I can really champion this idea, and I'm going to push it through. Well, the whole point of these meetings is so that the community as a whole feels like they have a voice. And I recognize that there's only maybe 20 of us here, but those 20 should have a say in what gets done. It's open to everyone, and everybody's has the opportunity to come to these meetings. We've now been at two, and if the people that are here aren't getting heard, then it's not really a democratic meeting. You're not really presenting it to the public. You're kind of saying, oh, okay, well, you know what, we'll listen to you guys, but in the end, we're going to do what we want to do. Does that make sense?
I hear you, but that's certainly not where I'm coming from. The reason we suggested an ad hoc committee for this was so that we could get public input. So for me personally, I mean, as I said publicly last time, I would love to see our playground equipment upgraded to ADA compliance. That's it for me. I would love that. But that doesn't, my vote doesn't matter any more than anybody else's in terms of us hiring the light. So if I say I want that, I'll put one tally mark just like I will for every other thing that's said in this that I'm writing down, and I'm tracking all this. It's in the chat when people say they, recommend things or support things and so, but I don't oppose what you're saying at all, but I also certainly want to give input to people who aren't in these meetings, because we have a lot more community members than the 20 people know in a meeting or any of that.
And it would be great to hear their ideas. You know, those community members that you're talking about that are emailing?
Well, I shared several last time. I shared everything that was told to me last time, and Natalie has shared the emails and such that we've gotten this time, and so those things have been added to the list. There's nothing I'm keeping private. I've shared everything that I've done.
That's what I mean. So it would be great to just organize it a little bit so that all of those ideas are put out on the table. Everybody who's here right now, who's listening, who has an opportunity to vote yay or nay on whatever ideas have been presented, mm-hmm. can really do it in an open fashion. So that there isn't this sense of like, oh, okay, so there's a bunch of ideas that we haven't even heard and that are going to get passed or not passed. We just want people to have full disclosure.
Right. So Natalie, I know we've got a couple other hands up, and then Laura, who's sitting here with me, also has a comment.
I'm going to thank you, Wendy, for your comment. I'm going to unmute Pamela Wright. She was the next person who raised her hand. Thank you, Wendy. All right, Pamela, I asked for you to unmute. Pam, do you still have a comment? Is she chatting?
Okay. I think I did it.
Okay. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity to have some public input via this public forum. And I recognize as a citizen of Brightwood that only 22 of the 5,000 people who live here or represented are on here with us. And I can't believe that I, of all people, am saying this, because I have a long history of believing in public input and having the public be heard from and taking that into consideration. But I think in balance, I have to recognize that 22 people here are here to have input to you, not to make the final decision. And let me just suggest that if we were under the impression that our opinion was going to be what made the decision, then once we were done talking to you and giving you our input, we would expect that that's what's done. And actually, in the long run, I wouldn't hope that only 22 people could influence our representative's mind. I would hope that you would listen with an open mind to anyone and everyone that provided public input, but we've actually, in my view, elected you to make the final decision for us. And if we, if the rest of the community who's not on here knew that the decision was going to be made by us showing up here to have our opportunity for input, they might be really disappointed if they didn't get their voice heard if they thought that that's how the decision is going to be made. I think the way our democracy usually works is we elect representatives and hope that those people have open minds and represent the best interests of our community for us. And if we don't like how you're voting, next time we can vote against you being our representative. But meanwhile, I think we have a right to expect that you listen to all the input from all points of view, and then it's a heavy burden on you. But yes, I would expect you to make the decision. And I may not like it. That means that next time I might not vote for you when it's my time to have my voice count, yes or no. But meanwhile, I just want to be able to expect that you have public input. And if you'll remember back, just 1 minute more, if you remember back to the last meeting, I was very critical that the first rounds of meetings that you had was not providing public input. It was telling us what was being suggested and then defending it and listening, but not necessarily with an open mind to the point of view from everyone at those meetings. Now I feel like you really are listening. You have an open mind. You're taking all the points of view into consideration. And then thank you for taking on the burden to be responsible for making the final decision for all of us.
Thanks, Sam. Thank you, Pam. Hey, Natalie, let me read a couple things. Let me read a couple things in chat before you go to Davey. So, Vicky has said, I like thumbs up or down after each issue. And then Penny said, great idea, Wendy. And then Monica said, can we run a poll online that people can vote for? I know a lot of people like ideas but can't make a meeting. Lynn said, I like the idea of an online poll. And then Doug said, can we move away from process? So, I think we've got a good point there. We need to get back to our agenda item. But also, for me, what would be most representative is if we take these ideas here and we put them in an online poll such that anyone in the community can hop on and get their votes. We're opening it up.
Yeah, that's, I think that's a good idea. I mean, that was what was done originally with the sports league. It was put out there on Facebook and polling was done. So I think that that could give an accurate kind of showing of what people want. So
I got one more hand, it looks like.
All right, so I'm going to ask Davey to unmute. Davey Schneider.
Hi. So it seems to me from listening, I'd like to address the past two comments from Pamela and Wendy. In the case of how much we're getting our opinions listened to, it seems like a lot of people don't get how much money is in this grant. This is a very small grant. Compared, you know, it's like less than 10% of what we were expecting. So there's not really very much room for a whole boatload of ideas. So if people feel like they're not being listened to, that's probably why. Also addressing what Wendy said about the voting and things. I think with the amount that's being put on their plate, the board members are doing a really good job of handling this, and the system that Michelle has set up with someone suggesting an idea and basically putting a check mark next to it, it's the same thing as someone suggesting and someone else seconding. So it's getting their opinion on there, and it seems to be working very well. So there, I don't think there's much to improve on here. They're doing a really good job considering what they've been handed out, and I don't think that the members of the board get nearly enough credit for all of the work that they have done for this town. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Davey.
Thanks, Davey. Thanks, Don. So, okay, that's what I wanted to suggest just real quickly to wrap this up. Okay, I am watching the chat, and when an idea comes up, we'll do an online poll as well, but I'd also like to make sure we've got a record, what Wendy's saying about this group that took the time to join us at this meeting to feel about these items. So what I will do is when a new item gets suggested, or I can review a few of the items that we had for the Hollis Stewart Park from last time, and when I say a few, I'm not leaving anything specific out. I mean, some of them kind of overlap, like updating our playground equipment and also making it easier to find done everyone's done. And then you can all
agree in the chat line, and I will mark those down, rather than us trying to unmute people or make sure everybody knows how to do thumbs up and does it at the right time, etc. Put a shout out on chat, I'll get it sitting down as a tally mark, and we'll go from there.
So, Michelle, what do you mean by that? Are you going to say we're still on letter A right now, which is, you know, the Hollis Jurich State Park. So are you saying that you are going to take what you've compiled so far from the previous suggestions from the last meeting, the things that came in today, and you are going to itemize them? And before we leave letter A on the agenda, you're going to kind of ask everybody to give a thumbs up if they are for that idea or a thumbs down if they're not, before we even move on to the next?
I'm not going to do a thumbs down. I'm just going to do a thumbs up.
Okay.
So
but you want to do, you want to do that now actively as part of this meeting? As
so yeah, but not as formally as she suggested. So let me, can I go through and just name like three of the ones that were for Hollis Jurich last time?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so everybody, if you don't have chat up, look at the bottom of your screen. If your screen is maximized, you will probably see a chat button. If your screen is not maximized, there is probably the last option says more, and there's three dots, and if you click on that, you'll see the chat. It also looks like if you're on a C computer, you can hold down the Alt key and then hit the letter H, and it'll bring up the chat on the right side of the screen. So I just want to make sure everybody is able to use chat. I will also watch for thumbs up. So the first thing, let me address the thing that was most popular last time around, or most supported by most people, was a playground equipment upgrade with ADA compliance. And for anybody who's not clear on that, ADA compliance is making it wheelchair accessible. Okay, and so now I am going to write down the people who are giving thumbs up.
So I saw Vicky, I saw Vicky, I saw Lynn, and I saw Davey with thumbs up.
And then I've got lots of people in chat, so let me get those written down. And what I'm doing is I'm not writing everybody's name this time, I'm just putting tally marks. So I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And if everybody could either choose one or the other, either respond in chat or give a thumbs up on the screen, and that way I'm not double counting. Okay. So, looks to me, I've counted 10 so far on the separate votes, and I know we had other people with that. Okay. And then the other was adding playground equipment for all levels.
Did you go to my last one?
Okay. Playground equipment for all levels. I see the thumbs up right beside me. I see 1, 2, 3 on the screen. And then now I'm going to... Okay, someone's saying, what does that mean? So it's the photos that Natalie has shown. Vicki Reinick was the one who suggested this, and she attached an email to Natalie some photos. Natalie's showing them right now. Again, if you have everybody's... Everybody's window is up on your screen, and so Natalie's a little tiny square. You go up to the upper right-hand corner of your screen, and speaker view should pop up, and you can click on that, and it'll get Natalie's full size on your screen. Okay, now I'm starting. So, yes, but where will it be located, Wendy? So far, the suggestion is in the dirt area on the other side of the fence from the basketball area. So that it would be, and right now, that's the discussion. Okay, Doug said something about on the east side, but we're going to talk about that when we get to that part of the agenda. So right now, we're talking about that equipment being in that area near Hollis Jurich. Okay, and I got one more off of the chat. Okay, if anybody else wants to support that, throw that up instead. With that key instead of the ADA, not in my mind it would be, because the ADA issue is replacing our current playground equipment in there for 20 cents. Okay, there's currently fitness equipment already in Stewart Park that can be updated, Lori's saying. Okay. All right, and I've got two more. Okay, and then let me move on to, okay, then we have the state park stuff. All right, and I believe that what Al suggested, or Al not suggested, but said that when they kind of spoke to and gathered information from the kids who used the park previously, that what the kids had wanted was adding a couple railings and then a bowl to the skate park. And I know somebody else spoke about that at the last meeting. So let me throw that idea out there.
Can I explain to you that area that you're talking about is the same area that we're talking about putting all age equipment. That's where you would expand the skate bowl down towards.
I know it's what Al said today. I really thought, and I'm probably wrong, but I really thought Monica told us last time that it wasn't that very area, that she was talking about some space on Park Street that is north of the skate park, but not on Park Street. I'm sorry, it's on Apple.
Yeah, what's on Apple right now is the parking lot. There's parking spaces, and there's not much space past the parking lot because it needs the school fence. So it would have to be this space, this open dirt space. The skate park would have to be expanded towards the north, down into this dirt area to add a bowl or a pump track down in there.
Okay.
And I think Al's raising his hand so he can help explain that. Hi, Al.
Hi. Yes. When I spoke with the kids, or the skiers, anyway, the idea was to only go about maybe a quarter of that dirt area as the extension of the skate park. Okay, not the whole area, but just a quarter of that. Maybe a third, somewhere in that realm. It wasn't the whole area. So in reality, you could do both. You could expand the skate park if that's what the community wanted to do. And if you still want to have that dedicated as a adult exercise area, you could do that as well. And it kind of goes in concurrence with what General Manager Bolden had said before at your board meeting about putting some soil amendment down on the ground and that type of thing. So you just have a whole feature there. That's all I wanted to add. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm looking through, looking back at the list from last time. Those were the primary ideas for the park. Then we had community building. So before we move on,
Michelle, were you able to tally the support for the skate park expansion?
No, I was not. Thank you very much. I was trying to look at all the comments. Okay, so if everybody, again, show me a thumbs up on your screen for skate park expansion, or give me a yes in the chat, and I will tally that now.
I think we've made, we're making our last room.
Okay. Okay, so it looks like Kimberly Blau. I think that's Kimberly Blau. Okay. All right, I've got three there. Okay. So then. Okay. Got it. All right, so then before I move on to the community building ideas, is there anything else that anybody wants to suggest about the park area, the outdoor park area?
I'm just writing down everything. This is left.
All right, are we ready to respond to
Okay. So, well, what's B? I'm sorry, I'm not looking at the agenda. Get to me down on my screen.
Yeah, okay. So B would be moving on to suggestions for the community centers surrounding the area. So I guess,
sorry, I thought those were one item. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, that's okay. But maybe it'd be helpful since, this previous comment to maybe list again what the suggestions were for that area right off the bat so that, when we open it up for discussion, people go,
yeah, for sure,
and give their support. And then we can kind of take a poll on
well, the support. Yeah, I wasn't remembering that we were actually moving on to the next agenda item. So are we done with all of Stuart?
We'll take one more minute. If you have any more comments about the Hall Stewart Park and Skate Park area, please raise your hand. and I'll leave it open for about another minute, and then we'll be moving on to D, which is the community center parking lot area. All right, I have a hand raised from Lori Holden. Hi, Lori.
Hi. I originally contacted the playground equipment company where the children's playground equipment is. There is room to, there's a set of blue structure that is fitness equipment that can be changed out to adult fitness equipment. So you could actually redo the playground, add the adult fitness equipment, and enlarge the skate park.
Okay. Because they put the adult fitness equipment in the present park area, and that would leave the other space open for skate park.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Lori.
Great. Thank you, Lori.
Okay.
All right. If there are no other hand raises, we'll move on to letter B, community center and surrounding area. Michelle, do you mind reading your list of the suggestions for that area?
Not at all. Oh, that didn't work. Okay. So the community building things were community building, stage lighting. That was around the fact that we have a lot of groups that come in and do shows there and such, including snow and players, and the lighting could use considerable upgrade for all those organizations. And then we had the window replacement in community buildings, expansion of the office for Parks and Rec, because we're wanting to expand the Parks and Rec happenings in our area, and so we need a Parks and Rec employees to do that, and they need a place to work. Then parking lot improvements, in general, bringing things up to standard, but that, you know, has to do with some of these other items. For the building itself, the other thing was kitchen stove replacement. Those were the building itself, and we've got some stuff for the surrounding area. But if you're okay with it, Natalie, let's flip those two things up and start with community building and then go to the surrounding area like the outdoor stage and those other ideas.
Okay. So if you have a comment about some ideas for the community building area, or if you want to, you know, just indicate your support for that and want to say something about it, please raise your hand. All right. Michelle, does Laura have a comment?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh. I'm not seeing any hand raises here. I'm having trouble hearing.
I said, it's great we have an opportunity to do something. But I'm in there, used to be in there a lot before in the good old days, but the stove is a dangerous thing because it's got pilots that sometimes blow out when they open the back door, and I have gone in there and smelt gas really bad. It is really a dangerous thing, so that's something probably should be thought pretty hard about. The other thing is, I'm involved with children's theater, and the lighting would be tremendous to have that change where we can really see people on the stage and see their faces, and improving that will help an awful lot of the functions that go on, you know, whether they be for theater or for people putting on, you know, weddings or receptions or whatever. The lighting would be key. We had a spotlight that made more noise than the kids on the stage, they have decided how to take care of it. So I'd like to give my support to those people. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. I have a hand raised from Lori. Lori.
And I am going to go through these items individually, and I'll get, I've got Laura's votes, but I'll get everybody else's votes in just a minute. We want to make sure we've covered all the ideas that people might have so that we can go through them all at once.
Okay, I just wanted to bring people up to date on the equipment in the community building. The stove, yes, the pilot lights go out quite a bit. The refrigerator, there is rust inside the refrigerator. The freezer has a handle broken, and it's not even a commercial freezer. So those are some items that you may want to think about just because there's wear and tear on the ones that we currently have.
Okay. Thank you, Lori. Do we have any more comments about the community building and some of the ideas that were given? Please raise your hand.
I'm watching the chat. I am reading your comments and stuff, and we'll officially record those votes in just a second.
All right. I have a hand raised from Lynn Crawford. Lynn, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Hi, Lynn. One of the things to keep in mind is that community building, when we're not under COVID, is in constant use. And that equipment in the kitchen is super, super old. And I think that should be a major priority because it, so much of the community uses the community building. And we need to keep up to date on safe equipment and good equipment to use. And I can see that being just as, if not more important than outdoor sports equipment, you know, because of the quantity of people that are in there. And that's all I have to say.
Great. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn.
No.
Thumbs up.
Okay. I'm sorry, everybody. Just give them thumbs up. I haven't actually recorded that yet because I'm trying to write these ideas down so I can get it recorded in just a second. Okay, and then we're going to talk about the parking lot and outdoor stage stuff in just a moment. So I know people are talking about that on chat, and we will get there in just a second. I just want to keep those cells separate so we don't get too overwhelmed with all the separate ideas. So now with no more hands up, I'm going to go ahead and call out these ideas and have people go ahead and show support or not?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, so the first one is upgrading the lights in the community building. Please give me a visual thumbs up or a yes in the chat feed for that, or agree, whatever you want to say. Five, I got you, six. I'm at six so far. Seven. Eight. Nine. Anybody else? That's 10. Okay. I've got 10 on that. Okay, and then, so now next idea, so I need a separate vote for this, is replacing windows in the building. Right now, actually, let me ask Laurel, the status of the windows, or Lori, if you want to chime in on that.
They're single panes, Lori, and they let a lot of heat out. I think they're not double panes. I think that's what you need to do. Is that right, Lori?
I'm not sure if Lori heard that. Lori, the question is, are the windows in the community building single or double panes?
I'd be amazed if they're double panes because those things are...
I'm pretty
single. She's saying single. Okay. So that would say...
Oh, my gosh. Save a lot of energy to do that.
Okay. So, all right. Let me go. And Lori is also... Or Vicky's saying rain leaks in. Yeah, they're pretty shaky. They're ill. Okay. So let me go ahead and see who supports replacing windows. Three. Four. Five, six, seven, eight. Okay, got some strong support for that too. I counted eight on that. Okay, and then I see one more. Okay. Okay. Yeah, and then another thing that Laura was just making is, you know, some of these items, like, the grant is $180,000. It costs us a little over $2,000 to replace the stove in the kitchen. There's still a lot of other things we can do, right? So the playground equipment that Lori gave us an estimate of the last regular board meeting being, I think, $100,000. So obviously know that you can support more than one idea for these, for the grant money, particularly if they're smaller. And I think you know, the lights wouldn't go above a couple thousand dollars, could be less than that. And Laura's thinking maybe five for the windows. Okay, so let me move on to the next one, which is replacing the stove. Go ahead and I got the one. One, two, Lori, three, Vicky, four, iPhone, whoever that is, five, Pam, six, Kimberly, seven, Penny. If I didn't say your name, feel free to put it in chat. Eight, John. Nine, Wendy. Okay. All right, I got nine there. Okay. And, oh, you know what I just realized? Okay. John Garner, I don't know if you can hear me, but I just realized you were on the next screen. So if you have given thumbs up, I have missed them. And so if you want to, you have, and you want to type into the feed what things I need to add your vote to, that would be awesome. Sorry about that. I now have everyone and John on the screen. okay. Next thing is to add space to the Parks and Rec office. And let me be specific about that. I know that was suggested to me outside of the meeting, and somebody else spoke about it at the last meeting, but both people that have talked about it have not been meaning to add on to the building, which would be fairly cost prohibitive, but instead to add some office space inside the building, space that already exists in the building, so it would be indoor construction.
And the purpose would be to make more space for the existing employees and potentially make space for a Parks and Recreation coordinator to have space to work there.
Right.
Previously, we've had a Parks and Recreation person employed who was working from home, but the intention would be to create a space for them to work in the office.
And our current employees are pretty crammed in there as it is. So, okay, so let me go ahead and open up to that. Give me a thumbs up on the feed or on the desktop. And I'm going to count aloud and name you so you can. Sam saying Parks and Rec serves us all. They need some space. Okay, so let me go ahead and get yeses. I have one from Sam. Got one from Lori. Land three. Vicky, you're asking about the storage building. Pretty sure the storage building is pretty packed with the equipment and stuff that we're storing. It's created some space out there, but we're talking about more equipment for other programs and such, and I believe we need all that storage space out there for that. And three. Okay. All right. I've got four positives for this. And so that, I believe, concludes the ideas for the community building. If anybody else has something, throw your hand up or put something in the chat feed. Otherwise, I'm going to move on to the surrounding area and parking lot. Okay, so... Pam, I'm not sure if that... Oh, no, you had already given a thumbs up. Okay. All right, so parking lot and surrounding area. So the first thing is... I'm sorry, I've got to go back to my original notes here. Okay. Outdoor stage needs more electrical hookups for musicians. That was one idea. So that is that small, the Vivian Knoll stage, just to the west of the community building. That'll be one thing. An idea to add a stage in the parking lot was another idea from last time. And then an email came in with the idea of a portable stage that could be used at different locations in town. And then... more storage for rec equipment was another thing suggested, although Lori then did say that we've got some space, some more space for that.
Was there, and then I did miss, I just realized I missed the cyclorama and the community building.
So
what?
There was a suggestion about the cyclorama that's on stage behind that black curtain in the community building. Ben suggested that last time. I'll come back to that in just a second for the community building part. Since we haven't started voting on the parking lot area, let me go ahead and say, Ben, are you with us such that you could unmute and give us a little description of what that is? He says, yeah, will you unmute?
Basically, it's a fabricing material that's kind of shiny on one side, and if you shine lights on it, so it reflects them, you can make, like, patterns and sky kind of colors and effects with it. It would be a lot more towards, like, Nora's end with the theater productions, the children's theater productions that she does there. It also has, like, musical effects, that kind of thing. I wouldn't put it high up the list of things to do, but...
Okay. Is there currently one there that's not working anymore?
So, there is one there, but because people walk behind that curtain and it gets scratched a lot, it's been worn in some places where there's no reflective material on it anymore, and it has stuff spilled on it somehow, so it has a big brown, ugly spot on it.
Okay. Do you want to speak to that? Well, Laura's got some input on that, since she knows some of
the only thing is about the curtain in the back, then is that purposely was put there with 18 inches so that people can go from one side of the stage to the other. And the other thing, that was an old movie screen that was in there when we used to show movies there. I don't think it's the same as a cyclorama. If you want something like that, usually it's hanging from the ceiling and drops down.
I've seen some that use other suspension methods, not just hanging, but yeah, a lot of them are hung.
Yeah,
a lot of them are much bigger.
But if you could put it on the back wall behind that curtain can be open. It could be put to use. Now that's a possibility.
Is that something you want me to add to the list to vote on right now, or is that for future planning, or where do you want me to put that idea?
I would put that with future planning. I mean, it's not something immediate.
Okay, great. I will add that to a session for future ideas. Okay, and give me just a second to get that written down before I go back to the chat feed. Future ideas. Okay. Okay, let's see what's going on there. All right, so the three ideas then that so far that we're going to take a poll on in just a moment is the outside stage needing more electrical hookups for musicians. And there was some back and forth on that in the last meeting. Vicki has said that, I think it was Vicki, has said that she's been told that musicians, the bands only have a certain number to play there because there weren't enough electrical hookups, and then we had other people that said that they did not believe that was the case, so, and I don't know what the case is for that, but the idea was so that you could have more than a couple musicians to and then there was adding a stage in the parking lot, which would be on the north side of the parking lot in that dirt area just south of the fence, and then the third idea was a portable stage. Okay. And Natalie, do you remember what the cost estimate was that Alex gave us for that portable stage?
Said about $35,000. But I think Ben had made a comment after that is just for the trailer itself, and that you would have to pay more for the hookups and electricity and all that.
Okay. Okay. And then, did we have an estimate on adding a stage in the parking lot? Just so people have an idea of, like, how big of a ticket item these things would be.
Do you mean the portable stage or the stage that is in the Vivian Hall?
The portable stage, I've got $35,000 plus cost. The other idea was to add a
permanent stage on the north side of the parking lot. Like where Music in the Pines has been setting up a stage kind of in that area, but that's more. I didn't know if we had any estimates for that.
I don't, but I would ask if maybe Lori had gotten an estimate on that. Lori, if you had any numbers on that, would you please raise your hand? No, she said no estimate for the stage.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Let me go back and read what's going on in the chat. There's so many things open on my screen, it feels like school.
Al, do you have any numbers on that? Someone in chat suggested you might have numbers on a permanent stage in the community building parking lot. If you do, could you please raise your hand?
And then Vicky's also saying, asking, isn't the dirt area a Caltrans easement? That's had to be approved by Caltrans.
I don't know the answer to that, but also to be considered that, we're talking the parking lot where the fence goes along Highway 2. There's the village trail right on the other side of that. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, that's where a new permanent stage would be put in. That was the suggestion.
Yeah.
Just saying on the chat that you played, so I'm wondering which stage you played on. I'm wondering if you played on the permanent stage, which is Vivian Knoll, up above that grassy area, or if you played on the stage that they set up for Music in the Pine, which is on the back of the truck bed. So anyway, Jessica, if you want to clarify that. And then she said on the track. And Lynn saying on the track. Yeah, so that's different. That's the stage. I think that belongs to Dan Campbell. That's the stage that they use for Music in the Pine. Portable one they pull right under the... but that's not owned by the town. That's owned by somebody else. And so those hookups are not what we're talking about. We're talking about the electrical hookups from the small cement, like permanent stage, which is for the animal. Lynn is saying the stage will take away room from the farmer's market and other activities in the parking lot. And Lori is saying the area on our side of the fence has utility easements. And, maybe that belongs to John Aviv, it sounds like. Okay, cool. Okay, so go ahead. Sorry.
I unmuted Al. I think Al might have something to say on the stage. Al, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. I just wanted to say that I think there was an estimate in the material that I provided to Lori some time ago. Dan Campbell had some good ideas on that too, so you may want to talk to Dan and see from that. As far as the Caltrans easement goes, where the fence is on the south side is property that belongs to the CSB. On the other side of that fence is the easement. So anything that you do on the south side of that fence is yours.
Okay,
now,
great.
There is a utility easement through there, I believe, like what Lori was saying. But again, that's your property. That's all I need you to add.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay.
Sorry,
Natalie.
No, go ahead. Lori had raised her hand, but then put it back down. So.
Okay. I was going to say, I think everybody's pretty clear on, it seems like from the chat that people are pretty clear on kind of what their opinion is. So let me just go ahead and take a poll on these and move on. Unless anybody's got any other ideas to add to this list. Okay, so I know lots of you have given your opinion in chat, but instead of going back and reading all those and interpreting, I'm going to go ahead and do each item like we did before and ask for people to give a thumbs up or a yes. So the first one was about the Vivian Knoll stage. Again, that is the permanent cement stage that's currently there and has the cover, like a gazebo kind of looking stage that is west of the community building, west of the bathrooms, and above that grassy area. The suggestion was that stage needs more electrical hookups for musicians. So let me see who is supporting that. I see Davey, I see Tamara. Who else? Gail, 3, 4, Vicky, 5, Lynn. Six, Kimberly,
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and record that. So if you missed that vote, then when you put it in chat, make sure you tell me what you're voting yes on. Okay, so going to the next one is adding a stage in the parking lot. And when I say that, I'm talking about the idea of adding a permanent stage in that area we were discussing. Okay? So let me see who, this is not the portable stage. If the portable stage is what you want, don't vote for this one because we won't be doing both for sure. So who is supporting adding an actual permanent stage? Okay, I'm not seeing anybody based on the chat discussion. I'm thinking everybody wants the portable stage. But if I missed you, then please put it in the chat that you vote for. Okay, now I see Pam and Ben. Ben saying if they're reading over it. Okay. Okay. So I've got, and Dale saying yes. There's 3 positives for that. Okay, and then let me check the second. I think whoever joined most recently, I'm back. I have you guys maximized on my screen, and yet I still can't get everybody on my screen right now because this is great. We've got more people on the meeting. But I can continue to read the chat. So if you don't hear me say your name when you give a thumbs up, then put the yes in the chat for the next vote. Okay, so then the last one is portable stage. This one, the estimate was $35,000. We think that's low because there are going to be some hidden costs involved in that, so I don't know what that could be. All right, I see Lynn, I see John, I see Pamela and Jessica, Wendy, that's 5, John is 6, Ben is 7, Anybody else want to share support for a portable stage?
Did you get Vicky?
Did I say your name? I've forgotten. I said everybody's name now. I see her now. So that be 8 if I didn't say your name before. She's voting me down. All right. Thank you. All right. Last call for portable stage. I see Davey. 9. Okay. All right. So Kimberly is 10. Give it a few more seconds. Okay. And it looks like Ben's got his hand up, but just a second before you go to Ben, I did notice in the chat feed I zoomed right past it, but somebody just joined, so I just want to say for all those of you who joined late, or joined after we already said this, welcome, and we are reviewing ideas, previous ideas, and then you have an opportunity to add any new ideas, and then we're taking basically a tally of everybody's opinion on this, and then the agreement tally, correct me if I'm wrong, is that we will then produce the ideas online to open it up to full community input.
So that's correct. Just for people logging in, if we're not making the decision on how to use the grant right now. We're just taking ideas and taking a tally of who supports the ideas. Okay, I'm going to go to Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ben. So as far as the hidden costs Michelle mentioned, if you want riding on the trailer for anything at night, and that's going to be a fairly large cost because large lights like that, decent lights that will last for anywhere from 10 to 20 years, those are going to cost you like several $1,000s a piece, or they could cost you up to that. So that's another very large cost. I just looked up a few stage trailers. There's a really good company that makes them called Stage Line. It seems like the cost estimate of $35,000 was about right. New, I'm not sure. I remember getting a quote from them sometime, but I can't find it. So I'll look for that later.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Okay. So, Michelle, you've taken a vote on everything you're going to take a vote on for the community center and the surrounding areas at this point?
I believe so. If I've forgotten something, somebody please let me know in the chat.
Okay. And
for my record,
we'll take another minute on this. Please raise your hand if you'd like to give any final input on this area. I see Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi. I know that the idea that I presented doesn't fall into the categories that you'll be discussing, and so I wondered if there was any way that I could share the idea and that we could potentially put it to a vote or not.
Absolutely, Wendy. It's actually, I'm really glad you brought it up because it was at the top of my list and I scrolled down so far that I missed it. But you're talking about the sign, right?
Yeah, I can explain it a little bit better. When you go to Lake Arrowhead and you drive into Lake Arrowhead, there's a big sign that goes over the main highway there. So it basically stretches from one side of the road to the other side of the road, and it just says Lake Arrowhead. And I thought that it might be a nice idea to be able to have a sign that basically said Whitewood Village. It's stretched over one side of Highway 2 to the other side, or if not there, then it can go like off of where Park and Highway 2 is. Just so that it kind of, because a lot of people, you'd be surprised how many people have no idea where Wrightwood is, even though they go to Mountain High. And they pass right by our little town. They have no idea that they're passing through the town of Wrightwood. I know it's crazy, but a lot of people have no idea. So I just thought it would give it a little bit more of a kind of a dressed up kind of a feel to have something made out of either iron or something that had our, you know, Wrightwood Village on there.
That's a great idea. Wendy, thanks for bringing that up because I just thought of that before we were moving on. I thought, what about the welcome sign? So I appreciate you bringing that up. Michelle, do you want to take a vote on that idea as well?
Yeah,
I know. Besides Wendy, I think someone else had mentioned that last meeting, an idea for that. So I think it's, you know.
Okay, hold on. Before we do that, yes, I mean, I'll take a vote just to see for future planning, but Lori has said pretty flat out here in the chat, the sign will not fit into the requirements of the grant.
Lori, can you explain why for us?
The grant has to be linked to Parks and Rec. So we can link the community building because of classes and events there, and we can link the parks and stuff. But I'm not seeing a good way to link a sign to Parks and Rec.
Okay.
I think that's legitimate. So we'll keep that in mind then in terms of recommendations, but what if we go ahead right now and just do a quick show of who supports that, and I'll record it, and then we will keep that in mind when you and I are making recommendations to the board.
Okay.
Does that work? Because I know Wendy brought this up a couple of times, so, okay, so, yeah, we'll talk about that in just a second. Okay, so let me do a quick then show of support for Wrightwood Village sign. If what we're saying is, if indeed it did fit into the parks grant, is this something that you'd be interested in supporting? All right, I see Pam, I see Jessica, that's two. Lynn is three, Wendy's four. Anybody else? Yeah. Okay, Amber, I see you. That's five. Okay. If anybody else wants to add their name to that, throw it in the feed. And yeah, Pam, you're right. Other organizations should keep that in mind. Another way to address that is an idea like what they started with lighting the Christmas tree in town, which was, grassroots or whatever we want to call it. I think that idea came up on Facebook. And then Michelle and other people took that and ran with it and took in donations and all that kind of thing. So that is an idea that our community members could explore to do it independently of the CSC input. Okay, so I think we are ready to go on to Eastside, Natalie. Oh, wait, Danielle did say she did make a suggestion of having a sign about updating for Caltrans.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's my right. Let me just go back and read her.
Like a winter traffic thing?
Yes, a winter traffic. Thank you. I said the wrong thing. She said, what about a sign for winter traffic telling people about capacity? Caltrans doesn't do it very good. I don't know if that's something to discuss right now. Or I don't think that's
I would think that falls in the same, you know, situation as what Lori mentioned.
Okay. All right, then I say let's move on to East Side.
Alrighty. So we're moving on to letter C in item number 3, potential East Side Park. Just a quick background on this. There was a piece of land that was a potential for being donated to the CSD for future development of a park. And our previous meeting, we discussed some ideas on how to use the park money to make that idea happen. $181,000 obviously isn't enough to, you know, develop a park like that. But some ideas were thrown out about creating access off of the highway to have, you know, land access and create kind of a future plan for a future park, kind of build on it as time goes on. So that is what this item is about. Michelle, did you have any kind of bullet point ideas for that you wanted to mention?
Or have 5 that got brought up last time, and okay, then people can fill in gaps. So, well, correct me if I'm wrong about this, but actually, let me put one more caveat. That the previous discussion about the expansion on the east side of town had to do with a donation of land that is contingent upon, the land would only be donated if they see future plans that are actually going to happen now, not someday far in the future, right?
I think that's not completely accurate. Let me see if I have Monica on here. She might be able to speak on that. Monica, did you want to share anything on that? If so, please raise your hand. Hi, Monica.
Hey, thank you. So, I talked to the developer this weekend, and basically, they are okay with, they would need to approve anything that we did come up with. Not approve and deny necessarily, but kind of see that something would be happening. They were definitely hopeful that we'd get more money and it would be a bigger project. But somebody had mentioned last time, like, can they just give us the land and then later on we can do something with it? The answer is no. They don't want to do that. They want to see something happen, but they don't want to just give the land to somebody and then have it sit there for 20 years. So we would have to be responsible for gaining access from Highway 2 to the land. It's about the guess on the conversation is about 200 to 300 feet off the road, close to the Sheep Creek Wash. It's away from all the houses. And he did not seem opposed to a gravel road at first, if Caltrans and the county would allow that. So that's definitely a cheaper option to get road access. And did not seem opposed to the idea of even just starting off with like a field there and the process of us definitely working it up. But just having the land sit there wouldn't be an option. That's not about right? From what
that was perfect. That was what I was saying, is that in order to get the land, we've got to actually have an idea and a plan for it happening sometime soon versus someday in the distant future.
Yes.
Okay. And then the other piece about that is, did you say 200 to 300 feet of road would give us access?
That's what they were thinking, and I, for some reason, had 500 feet in my head from the previous. The plans to it actually were left at the CSG, I think the little room next to the office. So I don't know if it's still there, Lori, when you guys did all your spring cleaning. But
do we have any type of estimate? I know last time Ben gave us a couple quick estimates, and I've got to pull up
There's a couple of calls out to Caltrans to try to figure out what the cost estimate and what would be required.
Okay.
But hearing that just hasn't happened yet.
But in order for us to do anything there, we have to start with that access road, correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
And we would also have to find out if it would be acceptable to Caltrans to build, you know, a pavement off of the main highway and then make it gravel on us. We would have to find out if that's even acceptable with, you know, our standards.
Sorry.
Bonnie, did you have any more information you wanted to share?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you for that, Monica.
Okay. Did you want to speak, Laura? Okay. Is it okay if I let Laura make comment? Natalie?
Please.
Well, just out of experience with just having done some of these materials, what they're going to require, first of all, they're not going to let you do gravel roads. Second of all, they're going to require a long, just like before you go into Wright Mountain Road, there's quite an area that you have to approach it from and pave. So they're going to require that an encroachment permit. And it can't be too close to that where they've been working. It's going to have to be a little further down. If it's 200 or 300 feet pavement, say 40 feet wide, it's going to be about over $100,000 to pave. But then getting the county to agree, it's going to be tough. I'd be glad to help with that because I've done that quite a bit. But it's not going to be easy. But that you're going to look at least that kind of money just to get the road there. Then you're going to have to figure out what you're going to do with it. Okay?
For that pavement cost, would the $100,000 plus include the shoulder that you're talking about? How you have to kind of create like a shoulder in advance to the turn?
Probably not. Probably it'd be about another 20. Okay, you get access. You can't just turn from the road. You have to make it safe to get in there.
Okay. Thank you, Laura.
So then just to summarize, Natalie, would we say that for an $180,000 grant, to do anything on the east side is going to start with more than half of that money going toward just access to the area?
That sounds like what we're talking about here.
Okay. So, I'll go through the five things that, you know, the five biggest ideas for east side development, but then we also may want to talk about kind of the obvious thing, which was the conversation when Monica was working with Parks and Rec Director and such. We were hoping that we had access to some grants that might be $1 million worth. I mean, larger money, right? Where we would recraft, we could build the road and then actually still have plenty of money left to develop other things.
Yeah.
Whereas what we've gotten this time is a very small portion of what we had thought about when we had the discussions about these guys. So there's also the idea that I think Pam wrote up last time, or spoke about last time, which is we need to do stuff for this grant, but then we also need to start doing some discussion about long range planning.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, just for everybody, we are aware of the many nuances here. But the five areas, the five ideas, let's start with access roads since it all starts there. Then after that, the one that has been brought to the CSD and that we know there is great public support for is a bike park, like a BMX bike park. And then another idea is an amphitheater over there. Another idea is a dirt dog path. And another idea is a walking trail. Now, I can say straight off, amphitheater is going to be, I love that idea, it's going to be way outside the cost of this, what we're getting in this plan. I would hope.
Michelle, did you mention a field? Did I miss that?
I totally didn't mention that.
So what is that? Is soccer or baseball? We're planning, I don't know, but it suggested that to create a sports field, so I would assume maybe start with a football field because football can be used for football and for soccer. Like a sports field.
Great. And then I said the other two, right? Dirt dog path and walking trail.
A walking trail could actually be developed around the field.
Right. So for purposes of voting this evening, we need to keep in mind because of what we're doing today is we're talking about this grant money. So when we show support this time, if you would, please think about what you really support doing with this grant money versus the long-term vision, because I would love to have all that stuff over there. That would be great. But we want something that's actually going to be doable, you know, for this. Now, I need to go back to chat. I've missed a bunch of stuff. Okay.
So Lynn's asking, is it accessible from right messaging?
It's not.
Not. Okay. Pam mentions access would give open range for snow players. I guess some people might see that as good and some will see that as bad. and then Wendy said, just to clarify, none of the ideas Michelle's mentioning can happen without an access road first, correct? Yes, that's absolutely correct, that we have to have access roads first. And then Pam saying, who pays for maintenance of sports fields? Natalie, do you want to speak to maintenance costs and
Yeah, I mean, the CFC would be responsible for the maintenance of the sports field, and anything that we put through with this grant, we have to show that it can be maintained for, I think it's 30 or 35 years. Is that correct, Michelle?
Let's defer to Lori.
Yeah, 30 or 35 years. So one of the ideas that was mentioned was potentially using, because over the last, since the CFC formed, the CFC has been paying $27,000 a year to pay off the skate park loan, and that was paid off this year. So the CFC essentially has, you know, $27,000 freed up for maintenance costs, and also the fact that we could run sports programs on a new field. Right now, we are very lucky that we get to use the Wrightwood Elementary field, and we use it for free. So if we had our own field, we could run the programs that we've already ran, which generated quite a bit of revenue for the beginning. And we could do more of those to help offset the cost of maintaining the field. So that could be baseball, soccer, football, flag football, many, many ideas there. So,
all right, we've got a bunch of comments. I encourage everybody to read what's been being discussed in the chat and such about costs and that kind of thing. Do we have any other ideas that anybody wants to put out that I did not read aloud for the East Side development? Is there anything we're missing that you would like to see done with this grant?
We've got a hand from Doug.
Oh, and Doug spoke about playground equipment over there, too.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Hey, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Okay, so everybody seems to be concerned about the access road and the location. Is there any way that we could build an entryway to the Forest Service property and get property over there? It seems like where the roads are, there might be a better way and a better spot than up where that other property is. So what I'm saying is the Forest Service property is free, and, you know, when we look at all the lines and where everything's at, if we have it back up against the Forest Service property, you could build an entryway to the Forest Service. So you would have stuff there, and then it would push back on other roads. So you wouldn't be building any road, like at the end of their map.
So, do you mean creating access to where people can go and hike and use trails and things like that, or do you mean actually, like, developing a park over there? Because I don't know that we would have the ability to do that on Forest Service land.
Well, what you just said was yes and yes, because you would get some of the property and build the entryway and have a few things and then have the trails and everything else back behind it. So I'm talking about the land that, I'm talking about the Forest Service property that's at the bottom of Helicopter Hill back there.
Okay, so one comment from Lynn on the chat. She says, it's highly unlikely you'll get anything done with the Forest Service. I worked with them for years on permits, and they're a nightmare to deal with. I just want to throw that in.
But I'm not talking about changing the forest. I'm just talking about creating usage for it. So it's already there. There's already trails. There's already area. There's already all this other stuff. But if we created an opening to it where people could possibly park and go there, it would create more access.
Okay.
All right. One more comment I want to read before you go to Wendy, Natalie. It says, risky grant money. Oh, hold on. Yeah, pop down. sorry, Pamela said risky to invest grant money in gravel access road for an area the taxpayers refuse to pass assessment fees to me. And then Vicky says, in terms, I'm assuming this is in reference to the Forest Service, Mountain High has been trying for 20 years just to add restroom buildings and has failed to get some. So that sounds like something we would definitely have to do, have to do some research on.
I'm going to take Wendy's comment. Hi, Wendy. So I just wanted to mention that Laura had mentioned earlier how difficult it was in Seattle to the requirements were in terms of the rate. And one of the things that I wanted to mention was just to clarify. So if we were to invest this grant money just to create an access road for a potential building or amphitheater or sports park or BMX park or whatever, then that means that all the other things that we just voted on would not happen because the majority of the money would go to this access road. Is that correct? Am I understanding it correctly?
I would think so. I would think it would take every bit of this grant, $181,000, to make access. And there's also grading when you get up into the park area. If you're going to want to put something there, you're going to have to grade the area. You're going to have to clear the area. So I would think you'd have to use the whole grant for that purpose.
And then that still doesn't even give us an actual BMX park. It doesn't give us an amphitheater. It just gives us the road for potential future.
And very likely.
Okay.
I mean, it could create access for a BMX park but we would probably have to have bathrooms there if we had any type of BMX park. The BMX park is made out of dirt, so you know you'd be pushing the dirt around and have the you'd have to have the responsibility for doing that, but I would think that we probably have to add a bathroom there. Do you have another comment? Wendy, did you have any other comments?
Yes, thank you for clarifying.
Okay, thank you. All right, Monica, can I unmute you?
Sorry, maybe Al can jump in on this, but as far as the grant goes, I'm pretty sure that anything that, at least how it used to be, anything that we develop on, we have to have, like, a contract for the land to show that we actually, like, own it for a certain amount of years before anything could be built on it. So I don't know what this grant money, if anything with the forest line can even be done, but that is something that Lori can look into, maybe, or Al has an answer for. That's it.
Lori, do you know the answer to that yet? Lori's saying yes. That means what Monica just said is correct. Yes, we would need a contract. Okay. Thanks for bringing that up, Monica. Well, if we don't have any other, or did you want Al to speak? Regardless, Natalie, or did you get that question?
I'll just ask Al, did you have anything to say on that? Anything you wanted to share?
I don't see a hand.
Okay. So do you want me to do a poll on these items?
Well, I don't know really if the item should be pulled. I think it's kind of just one thing really that can be done if that area, you know, is in consideration by the CSD. It would just really need to be access to it. I mean, there's all kinds of ideas for what can go inside, but with the current grant monies, I think the only thing that can be done is getting access to it, unless you disagree.
Okay. I agree with that, practically speaking. I don't want people to feel like their ideas aren't being heard, so if it makes people feel like their ideas are being heard more, for me to just take a tally on how people feel about those other ideas, we can do that. But yes, I agree, the reality of it is, if we go to the east side with the grant money, we build an access code, and that's probably it.
Okay.
Because everything seems to cost more than
yeah,
what we think in the beginning.
So do you think that we should just take a vote on who is even interested in pursuing an East Side Park or access to an East Side Park?
Let me start with that, and then let's see what the response we get.
Okay.
All right. So let me go ahead, and I'm going to start counting votes in favor of an access road there. And again, we're voting for what to do with this grant money. So, like, I love the idea of an East Side Park. Whether or not I want this grant money to be used on it is a different question. So just know that what we're looking for is to take a full plan to support for use of grant money, and if it would be cited, it may just be access. Okay, so that said, access road. Who would like to support building an access road with the grant money? Got one from Sadie. Two, Doug. Three, Monica. That three yeses and Stan's mother. We need to wait comments or look out for funding. Okay. So with three yeses on this, what do you think, Natalie? Should we pull on the other ideas, or, I mean, because the other ideas aren't going to get done with that grant money. So do we want to pull on them, or?
Whatever you think. I mean, I still would like this idea to go full for the community. Like, if I'm putting all this out on Facebook and we're going to do it an official poll, I would like to see this idea go on that poll, because I do think that outside of who's attending this meeting, I think there would still be some interest.
Okay, so in that spirit, after you hear from Alice, if he raised his hand, but after that, I will go ahead and take a poll, and that way, when we list this for the online survey, then I would suggest that when we list the access road, we're not listing these other ideas. What we're saying is, the grant money could pay for an access road, which may lead to the future development of, and then we list the programs that people showed the most support.
Yeah, and that way, in a park area that could potentially have these ideas in it.
Right, and that way, on the online poll, we don't have people voting on an amphitheater when there's no way that's possible with this grant money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It has to be clear that it's for future development purposes.
Okay.
And like the Steel and Tinian Hills CSD did, I think they're actually moving forward on expanding, you know, their park plans. So it was like a long-term park development plan that took a long time for them to get even to where they are at right now. So
right.
It'd be the same idea.
Okay, so hold on. One question. John's asking, would an access road be considered parks and rec?
I would say so, because it's accessing a possible park area.
I would think so too, but Lori, could you weigh in on that? I know, Lori, you went to the training around this grant, and you know the specifics of this grant. Oh, she's got her hand up. Oh.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
That would be a hard sell, because we have to own and operate and maintain whatever we get with this grant for the next 30 years. So to tell them we're only going to use it for a road, I'm thinking they're not going to go for it. But I could be wrong, so...
Okay, well, here's one idea, Natalie. One of the ideas that was suggested was a dirt dog park. I think Leslie suggested that last time as a way to put in a cheap dog park, and that would require somewhat fencing and land. Could we, if we were to build an access road, could we put something in it like that wouldn't cost a lot of money to start, but would allow it to qualify, or...
I mean, I imagine you could. I would think you could put that, or you could put a dirt BMX track there to start with. And I think we could
definitely
be within that amount of money.
Lori, flash with your hand up.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
You're not muted, Lori.
Okay. The only thing about the BMX track, we don't have the equipment to maintain it.
Yeah, and we can't use grant money to get equipment.
Okay. Okay. So Lori's got her hand up again.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I thought Al had his hand up. Al, did you have your hand up? Did you have a comment? I'm going to wait a second.
Hello.
Hi, Al.
My only comment was that the access road could be the grant. It would pretty much take most of the money. And what the state would want to see is what that access road is going to. Now, you can have a large project, and the funds can be channeled towards part of that project. So if the whole project was, let's just say, a athletic field on that property, then the access road to the athletic field could be part of that. And that would probably be acceptable. But as Lori said, it's nippy. Yeah.
Al, would you have to develop the athletic field at the same time?
No.
Would we have to show that we have funding to do so in the future?
That's a good possibility.
Okay. Okay. Well, can I go ahead and take a quick tally on these ideals? Yep, Natalie. Okay, so everybody who's hung with us this long, thank you. So I'm going to take a tally on these five things. The BMX park, an amphitheater, dirt dog park, a walking trail, and a sports field. It's for the east side of town. As we've already said, access road has to come first, but let's just do some general polling on interest in these different items.
Okay, and are you going to read the chat before that?
I'm not reading it all aloud, but I have been reading it.
Okay, I read something I wanted to comment on, the comment that BMX would only be used by a small group of Wrightwoodians, and I wanted to comment on that because when we first started talking about this grant, there was someone, I can't remember his name, but he came to the CSD meeting several meetings in a row, and he put together, was it Rob?
Rob Eric.
Yeah, and Rob put together a petition to see how many people would be interested in a BMX park, and it was signed by around 250 people, so I just wanted to make that point that, you know, I don't think a small number of people, I think that, you know, it would serve more. So I just wanted to comment
that. Petition, I think Rob is the one who came the last time. I don't know if he was there that first night. The first night I remember them coming, a few families came in.
Yeah, they brought families.
But it wasn't just Wrightwood support. That was from the tri-community area.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Because I think for BMX right now, you have to go down to maybe Rancho, and there's one out in Western Valley. So a lot of people that like that activity have to drive out to race like in Western Valley. So I just wanted to make that point to that comment.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's start with BMX Park. Either put a thumbs up or throw a yes into the chat. And I will tally that up. BMX Park. Not seeing anybody so far. I'm going to give it about 10 more seconds. This might just not be a popular idea with the crowd. That would be one from Monica. One from Davey. We're at two. Okay. If you missed that vote, good. And we're talking long term right now. We're all very clear that the grant money isn't going to be able to be used for these ideas because it all goes to the access road stuff. So right now, we're just kind of voting for, you know, what you would most like to see over there. Right?
And, yeah.
A lot of people are saying in the future, in the long term. So I was at two, now I'm at three, four. Okay, I got four for kind of long term. Or four, including long term people. Okay. All right. Then let me go on to the idea of an amphitheater. Okay, amphitheater. I got a yes from Ben. Yes from Gail. Two. Three is Wendy. Four is Pam.
Hey, Russ. I'm on one.
Five is Monica. Doug is six. Penny is seven.
Yeah, Natalie reviewed it, so and she was fine. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Bye.
John is eight.
Baby's 9. Lori's 10. By the way, Natalie, if you voted for any of this, I've missed it, so you'll have to tell me later.
I wasn't. Yeah, I didn't vote on anything here.
Okay. And then I'm guessing, Monica, this must be your vote, so that's 11. Okay. Okay. Wouldn't that idea makes me excited. That would be awesome for our town to have that.
Yeah.
I know that's a big project. Next one is a dirt job. So let me see yeses. I got a yes from Doug. That's 1. 2 from Gail. 3 from Penny. 4 from Sadie. 5 from Davey. 6 from Lynn. 7 from Ben. Feeling like an auction. Got 7. All right, let's move on to the next one. And if you missed it, throw it in the chat and tell me what you're voting for. Okay, so moving on to a walking trail over there. Who wants to support that idea of a walking trail? Glenn, got a 1. Two from Penny, 3 from Monica, 4 from John, 5 from Doug, Ben, I'm not sure if that vote goes on this or not, 6 from Vicky, 7 from Davey. So Ben, if you were voting for this vote again. Okay, walking trail, looks like I got 7. Okay. I'm going to move on to our last one, which is a sports field. 1 from Sadie, 2 from Lori, 3 from Doug, 4 from John, 5 from Monica, 6 from Vicky. I'll get you back on the other one in a second, Ben. I got 6 total so far for sports fields. Anybody else? 7, Davey. Eight, Ben. 8, then. Okay, I've got 8 there, and then I'll add yours to the last one as well. Okay. Hopefully we have recorded everything everybody was suggesting today. I hope everybody else heard and all of that.
I wanted to bring up one more thing because this was some of the correspondence I read in the very beginning and message that came to me about adding a boulder and climbing rock wall or shooting range or bowling alley. I don't know how to categorize that in our voting area right now, but I did want to make sure to acknowledge those ideas. I would think like a bouldering or climbing wall or a bowling alley would have to be something that maybe could go in like a Parks and Rec building or something potentially in the future with that park land. The shooting range, obviously I know that doesn't fit into any of this area, but meaning it doesn't fit in the area of the East Side Park. But my question is, should we include that idea of a rock wall bowling alley, like in some type of recreation building that could potentially be put on the East Side Park land?
Well, yes, but I'd like to hear more about their idea of the bouldering wall, because when I was in Canada and you look at their parks and a lot of places, they have rock, a bouldering wall in the park.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's generally aimed toward younger people because they're never terribly tall, so if you're actually an experienced rock climber, it's not really challenging to you. But I wondered about the liability of those things. But so I'm wondering, do they want a rock gym, or is that what they're looking for, or are they looking for having one piece of equipment in the park?
I can ask for clarification. The message was very simple, just those suggestions. So my question is, before we move on from this East Side area, if we should include potentially like a recreation building that could include something like this.
Okay. Hold on. Let me read these comments.
Bowling alley or something.
Okay.
I saw what you said to him about long-term strategic. Lori saying shooting range would take 5+ years to get permits, and then we've got a few people in favor of lawn bowling. And then saying I've seen where it's a short wall with lots of underhangs. Well, let me go ahead and just take a quick survey of support for bouldering wall, and then you can clarify that, Natalie. And depending on general support, you could add that to the online thing.
Okay.
I would suggest the development of a building that's separate.
Yeah, right. That's true. But I mean, you would need a building to have a bowling alley. There's nowhere no facility that we have now that we can put a bowling alley in.
Right. So I'd say let's just take the first idea they had, which was the
bouldering wall. And I mean,
Go ahead.
I mean, that could be added to the playground area, the existing playground area.
That's where I'm going to list it right now, bouldering wall.
Okay.
Let me get a quick show of support for that. If you support that idea, give us a thumbs up or throw a yes in the chat. Okay, I'm not seeing any takers on this one. So what I'd like to hear, Natalie, is we don't have any no response or no supporters on this meeting of that. Is to find out from them if something added to the playground would suffice, or if that would just be like, no, don't bother with that. We want something that's more approaching like a rock gym or something you've got to drive to this area to get to.
Yeah. But you would need someone to be there. So, if you're rock climbing, you'd need someone to supervise or be the person who belays the climber. So, it would require an employee.
Right. Okay, so have we wrapped up the east side, yes?
Yeah, unless you want to give one more minute for any last comments on this east side park area idea. If you have a comment, please raise your hand, and I'll wait another minute.
Vicky's saying, forgive me if I butcher this word, have it a bocce ball deal? I don't know what that is.
Bocce ball is like you put turf down, and there's, big, heavy balls, and you kind of roll them towards, another just other color ball. They have one at the Redwood Country Club.
Oh, okay.
It's like...
a croquet game or something like that.
Twenty feet by ten feet or something.
Okay. Well, I would say if we could have a sports field over there, that they could probably, that could go along with that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the original plans that they put together for the sports field idea had an area that had multi-field use included into one space. So you were using, the football field was part of the baseball field, and it was all together.
Okay, Wendy was saying, thanking us for taking community input and such, and she says, when you do the online poll, would you please add the following village sign picture to the poll so people can understand what the idea is regarding a village sign? I would have no problem with that, except I kind of thought we came to the conclusion that we can't use this grant money for that. And so, in my mind, then it wouldn't be on this online poll.
I don't think it's a completely dead idea. I think it could be tied into Park somehow if we were creative about it. I don't know.
Okay, cool. Well, then we can put it in the online poll, and then we can survey for community support and go from there.
As far as me including that in a poll on Facebook, I'm not sure if I have the ability to add a picture like that to just a poll item, but I can try. My suggestion on that maybe is if someone likes the idea, maybe go ahead and post that out there on the Redwood or the Real Redwood pages and say, this is an idea that we have for use of the park brand. This is what it looks like. I mean, I can try, but when you're doing a poll, you're putting soccer, baseball, football, racquetball, and they can choose one of all of them. I'm not sure I could put a picture along with the sign. But I can try. I can see what I can
do. Okay. The other thing Doug suggested is using SurveyMonkey, so it might be that we create a poll in another platform and link it to Facebook. And people put that there and fill it out too. So
Okay, great. I think we're going to have people starting to drop out here, so I'm just thanking everybody for attending in the chat. But I think we've got all the ideas, so we can wrap that up. And
okay, so if there are no other hand raises or comments, we'll move on to item number 4, which is future steering committee meeting discussion and possible action. So we have the regular CSD meeting coming up on Tuesday, September 1st, next Tuesday. So Michelle, would you like to plan another one of these meetings before the September 1st meeting, or how do you feel about that?
No, I'm definitely not able. I'm not able to do anything between now and our next CSD meeting.
Okay.
Work and such. But I'd kind of like to see us go from this point to a poll.
Okay.
To get the people that haven't been able to come to the meetings. We've done an evening meeting, we've done an afternoon meeting. I think and I'm really glad we have, and we got a lot more people in this meeting. And I think we're going to do a more efficient job at this point. You know, today, the other thing I'm basing it on is today, there weren't many new ideas added. There were excitement about the ideas that have already been discussed and such. So I feel like, yeah, we could go ahead and take new ideas from email or however people, get that to us. But I would like to see us take these ideas that seem, fairly well supported and get them online and see what the path is, kind of thing, and then go from there. If we have great contention, then maybe we schedule another meeting to kind of debate it all out. But if the clear support after an online poll, then we could go ahead and make our suggestions from that point.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and get that together, Michelle, working with you. We'll work together and we'll create the poll, make sure that we, have it organized enough based on the information we've gathered tonight. And I will put that out on Facebook. I will figure out if I can use SurveyMonkey, or maybe there's another platform I use for softball. I can't recall what it's called, but I'll do my research on that. So I'll take responsibility for doing the poll.
Pam's saying lots of people are not online. That's true. Because of COVID, I'm not really sure how to contact those people because these meetings are online. So if they're not online, they're not attending meetings. They're not. If you've got an idea about that, Pam, throw it out there, please. And Vicki's asking, how much time do we have to finalize plans? Lori was really pushing this happening quickly because the money is there, and we will get, please correct me if I'm wrong, Natalie or Lori, we will get this money eventually regardless, but because of everything going on right now with COVID, et cetera, it is possible that they could pull that money for other use at any point, and that then we might have to wait a while to be able to get the money. And is that...
That's what Lori said. Lori was like...
So our goal is to do it as quickly as possible. That said, Natalie and I discussed the fact that as much as we would like to bring something back to this meeting next Tuesday, that we're not going to done enough actual gathering of information input from the community by then. So we're hoping, I would really like to go to the CSD with a proposal or a suggestion for our October regular meeting.
That's the timeline I had in mind. I don't feel that we're prepared enough to make a recommendation for September 1st. I would like to spend more time on that. So, that's the way I feel. And then on the situation about reaching other people, we've put it out on the website, put it out on Facebook, it was published in the newspaper. Besides hanging signs, around town and things like that, I am not sure how else we can reach other people to get them involved in this type of forum. We can't really have
it. They can use a digital sign.
Okay.
Maybe that's an idea. And then Vicki's saying I'll put a list on the newspaper for a poll gathering. So I guess my question would be, if somebody's not online, they see it on a digital sign, how would they then communicate that information to
them? I mean, I would suggest emailing.
But if they're not online, they're not emailing either, right? I'm assuming not online means
I'm really not, I've got a flip phone, or if I have that, and I'm really not emailing or doing anything.
Flyers.
I'm not sure how we can reach those people.
Very friendly.
Suggest a list on a flyer at the CSD door. So we could print out, so if you put the poll online, I suppose this is, or maybe this is the farmer's market. Anyway, I do like the idea, if you put the poll online, that we have some printouts of that, that maybe are left outside the community building, and people could fill it out, put their name on it, and, I don't know, slide it into the door of the community building.
Yeah, I guess we could put, if you don't have to, we could print the same poll that we're going to put online and say, if you don't have internet access, please just circle your choices and leave it at the CSD building.
Great, just slide it under the door, and, okay, well, we'll look at doing that. And Al is telling us to put the survey on the website as well. That's a great idea.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Did you want to read any more chat, Michelle? I think a bunch came in.
I'm reading through it. It's all put flyers on businesses and such, so we could put up a flyer that says, you know, go online and give us your input, or fill out a paper form at the community building.
Okay.
And put that up around town. We could throw it up at maybe Jensen's. I don't know if the gas station would let us.
Okay.
Doors grind, whoever's open. Okay, great. Great idea,
okay,
guys.
So at this point, for item number 4, we do not have any future steering committee meetings scheduled at this time. We will have a regular CSD board meeting with all 5 board members on Tuesday, September 1st. And we will communicate if we are going to schedule any additional steering committee meetings. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you wonder in the meantime, all of you are always welcome to email us. It's our first name, either Michelle or Natalie, at redwoodcsd.org.
Okay. Do we have any comments on that? Any last-minute comments before I move on to item number 5? All right. So moving on to item number 5, director's comments. Michelle, do you have any comments?
I've pretty much said it in chat, but thank you all for sticking with us tonight, and some of you for tuning in the second time, many of you for coming in the first time. We're glad to hear that. Help us spread the word about this survey that's going to go up. It will be on Facebook, our website, and then we're going to aim to have some physical copies of the community building. And thanks, Vicki, for putting that in the Mountaineer, and everybody for your ideas. Al, Lori, Monica, all of you being resources for previous information and current information. And Natalie, thank you for all your work.
Well, thank you very much. I guess I'm just going to say ditto to everything you said. You made it all very clear. Thank you all very much. We appreciate all of your input. And I truly hope that everyone today felt heard and they felt like their ideas were considered. And I hope we can move those forward and make a great decision for the community. So thank you all for coming, and this meeting is adjourned.
See you guys. Thank you. Wendy, thank you.